Welcome to Candy and Tea. Today we'll be talking about Taylor Swift and her new boo, Travis Kelce. Both famous in their own right, how long can this relationship flourish? Time for some sweet deets and tasty treats.
Welcome back to Candy and Tea. Today we have Elena with us.
Hey guys, it's Lainey, Elena, you know.
The best, the smartest, literally.
I don't know about that, but, you know, we try.
So, literally, honestly, all the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce stuff has been appearing on my For You page for absolutely forever on TikTok.
Yes.
Like, the thing with when she went, was it in Rio? Where was it?
Oh, yeah.
Where was that one?
Yeah, Brazil.
Brazil, yeah. That one where she changed the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That one definitely was the longest one to appear. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. I think their relationship is cute. And, oh, my God, the puffer jacket. I just saw a video yesterday because, like, a lady creates the different puffer jackets,
right?
Yeah,
the 87 right? one.
Yes. And I think that jacket is so cute. And it's, like, handmade, hand-stitched and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's another football player's wife, I think.
Yeah, because she also made one for Simone Biles' husband.
She made one for Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Oh, yeah, Brittany?
She didn't wear it, yeah.
She didn't wear it?
No. But she was with Taylor, so, like, maybe she didn't want to, like...
Oh, yeah.
...be twinning.
Yeah.
Though, like, I feel like I would want to be twinning.
I would
like,
want to be twinning, know. Actually.
But I don't know.
Yeah. No, but their relationship was so cute. And then, like, I go online and, like, there's half people who are like, yes, like, I started watching football over this, which I'm like, you know, that's fine. And then there's the other people who have been, like, watching football forever who are like, ugh, Swifties suck, not real fans.
Yeah, I think now that this upcoming week, you know, she's coming to BMore.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Baltimore Ravens versus Kansas City Chiefs, you know. Now, there's, like, a lot of people posting and they're like, oh, like, we're gonna get you Taylor Swift's boyfriend or, like, can't wait to crush Taylor in my home state or whatever. And I'm just like... I don't know, like, we don't need Taylor slander here, okay? Like, just because this relationship's public, we don't need slander.
We can slander, like, the team. We can slander, Kermit the Frog, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day.
Like, he sounds like Kermit the Frog, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's really high-pitched, and I'm not a fan.
He goes to an interview, and, like, there's ones where he's, like, after he lost a game, he's, like, tearing up because it's, like, it's
and
definitely
he talks
an offense.
Like this, and he's like, my name is Patrick Mahomes.
Wait, now I'm gonna try
I can't believe that just happened.
It's so
guys,
funny.
Sorry. I'm trying to find Patrick Mahomes.
It's so funny.
No, it's not gonna load because there's no internet outside.
I know. We're in the parking lot, so there's absolutely no cellular, no Wi-Fi, nothing ever.
I want to hear his voice.
Come on.
Oh, wait.
Every time I go up against Josh, I know that it's gonna come down to the end, just because of the competitive player that he is. Same when I go up against Joe.
Every time I go against Josh, I know. Yeah, sorry.
Like, I feel most quarterbacks, like, have, like, an deeper voice. Except for, like, the ones who are, like, the rookies. And even then, like, CJ Stroud's voice is still pretty deep. Like, Mahomes has the probably highest voice in the NFL.
Some of them have no media training, though. Like,
I know.
Like, I was watching, like, a video of Lamar this past weekend after the game, talking about the game. And he's, like, not even, like... Just the way he was talking, I was like, whoa. Like, like he was just like, yeah, we're gonna get him, like, blah, blah.
Oh my
and
God,
I was
didn't
like,
he say,
okay.
like, didn't he say something about, like, a... Oh my God, he was talking about flowers, like, celebration after he got a touchdown or something, where he was, like, planting the flowers or picking flowers or something, right? Because his last name is Flowers. He's like, no, that touchdown celebration was ass.
Like,
in front of the media.
I don't know.
It was so funny. No, but genuinely, I think he's just a little bit, like, socially awkward, so he tries to make it funny, but then he's also, like, it's supposed to be serious, so it doesn't end up being a good mix.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, back to Travis.
And Taylor.
And Taylor.
Tay-tay. Yeah, but don't slander her coming to Baltimore. I mean, it's not, like, her, it's her boyfriend. We could slander Kelce, we could be like, hey, like, you know, I don't like the way he plays. But don't, like, go, like, ha, we're gonna beat Taylor's team. What?
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, some guys just get way into it, and they're like, yeah, you only watch... They've always done that, but they're like, you watch football? How many, like, how many touchdowns did this person get 3 years ago in this game? And I'm like, just because I watch football does not... Yeah, but, like, also, they always, like, play down, like, girls' football knowledge, and they're like, they know nothing, and I'm like, yes. That's not... Yeah.
And, like, people, like, I don't know, I've gone different places and, like, I check the scores of different games because I always end up going to someone's house or doing something when there's a game going on, so I, like, look at my phone and I check the score, and I'm like, oh my god, and, like, I'll show it to someone else who, like, watches football. People are like, what are you showing? I'm like, the score of the game? And they're like, you watch football? Yes, I've been watching football. Yeah. This isn't new.
Why are you judging me on my football watching?
And also, like, the thing is, like, you know, I know different things about the teams, but, like, some people, like, quantify how much I know by, like, who's the total most pass rushing yards for the Titans or something. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I don't pay attention to those stats. I'm just like, oh, Josh Allen, I mean, he's good. He's really, really tall. And he plays with a team that's, like, good, but they just keep getting injured. Someone needs to teach the Bills how to tackle. I'm so...
Yeah.
That game yesterday, I was watching it, and I was like, why couldn't... The game yesterday, by the way, is the divisional round of the playoffs, because this is not going to be yesterday when this when this is posted. I was watching it, and I was like, the Bills need to learn how to tackle. They were doing the thing where it's basically a glorified hug, where they, like, hug them, but they go around the shoulders, and then they loosen up, or they go around the waist. Like, you're not supposed to do it. You gotta grab. You gotta swing your entire arm around and lock. You can't just loosey-goosey go for it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god, the amount of times I've been watching football with, like, my dad and stuff, and my dad played defensive lineman in college, NAIA level. He was a walk-on, and... He literally, any time we're watching a football game and I ask a question about what the defense is doing, or I'm like, come on, why didn't they get that tackle? He's like, I'm going to show you exactly how they would have gotten that. He gets in the stinking stance.
No.
And he goes like, oh, he goes. I'm like, oh my god.
No, I'd just be like, okay, bye, dad. See, sorry, oh bye.
And then sometimes he's like, Natalie, come here. I'm gonna show you why this was holding and not just general blocking. And he starts, like, pushing my shoulders. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? No, I genuinely ask the question first, though. It's not like it's unwarranted. It's just his way of showing it because he's someone who, like, is not good with, like, sports terminology when explaining things.
Yeah.
He uses sounds and movements.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, back to Traveler, or whatever you want to call.
Yeah, wait, what? There has to be a good
trailer?
Name.
Trailer? I know there is one.
There's, I don't know.
Travis and Taylor. The ship name.
That's so funny that there's, like, an in real life ship name thing.
Well, you know, there's a ship name because they are dating. They've been dating for a while now.
People are pretty sure that they were dating before, you know, she went to one of the games. Because on the podcast New Heights.
Yeah, that's his podcast.
Yeah. Jason brought on...
Tavis
Trailer. Tavis is interesting.
Swelsey. Okay.
But Jason brought on, oh my god, what's his wife's name?
Kylie.
Kylie
Kelsey.
Brought Kylie on, and she's talking about how, you know, Jason and her, how they first met, how he proposed to her, all this stuff. And Jason's like, yeah, when I saw her, like, I felt instant butterflies. And Travis is like, oh god, I want to feel those butterflies. And, like, she literally, like, rolls her eyes and, like, laughs at him. But it could have been edited, because we all know podcasts are edited, but I don't know.
There were some comments on those podcasts, though. And there's been a lot of comments about, like, his signature move when, I don't know, his signature move is to do, like, to celebrate is like the Archer.
Yes, the what is it? It's like it's like the this, Archer, yeah. Or there's also like different names for it. But yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and she has a song called The Archer. So then everyone was like, "That's her move. That's his move. Like, what does that mean?" But he's been doing that before her. So like,
I'm glad that they don't fine him for that celebration, because I went to a college football game at one point and they literally like, you know, I think it was the running back scored a touchdown. And, you know, he goes over and he does the Archer and I just see the referee flag fly and I'm like, sir, I'm so sorry. This is not that serious. And this is also like, I was there for my mom's reunion weekend. Mm-hmm. It was a Yale versus Princeton game. So it was really high tensions. That game went into third overtime, by the way. Mm. So it was intense. And so it was like, really tense, and the ref throws the flag on it. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
You couldn't... That game was not, like, fun in terms of celebration. The cheerleaders didn't get to do their performance because the music wouldn't start.
Oh, no.
It was insane.
Hmm.
It was fun, though. But I think with Travis and Taylor, like, their relationship, like, looks good. They look happy. And, like, I've seen different... what is it? The people who analyze your posture and how you...
Yeah.
I've seen the different videos of those people, and they're like, you know, the way that they are. The green line test is good with them. Green line test is if you're not... If one's not leaning...
It's supposed to be the guy... The girl's leaning into the guy's line.
But not, like, so much of a lean that it's, like, forcing her onto him. It's, like, the cute level lean where it's, like, a slight lean.
Yeah.
Or they're leaning equally into each other. They have to be balanced somehow.
Yeah. But, I think, I don't know, like, I mean, I like them together, but I don't know that, like, it needs to keep being such a spectacle. Like, every time she comes to a game, needs to be, like, on TV.
I know.
Like, I get they do shots of her, which, like, makes sense, because they do shots of famous people at games all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Tate McRae and, like, Olivia Rodrigo just went to a basketball game, and they did, like, a bunch of shots of them, but that makes sense, because they're sitting,
during,
you know, and they're always sitting in the seats that they would take pictures of anyway. Like, a lot of times they show, like, the parents of players and stuff, which they're with players' parents and friends and, like, wives and stuff, so...
During the U.S. Open a couple years ago, the one that was Serena Williams' last time playing was the game that was semifinals. And, like, you know, in between points, it would pan over to the crowd, and, like, Russell Wilson was there. Robert Downey Jr. or something was there. Like, and they'd pan across to these different celebrities who were there to witness it. I was like, okay, whatever. Like... I think people just get upset about it because Taylor Swift is the consistent celebrity they can pin things on.
Yeah, but everyone's, like, mad that she keeps getting, like, they keep showing so much of her. And even, like, the guy at the Golden Globes made the joke and was like, we're gonna show Taylor less than the NFL does or whatever. But, like, she's just there consistently. Yeah. So, and then obviously, she got it's gonna get them views and stuff, because a lot of their fan base is also her fan base. So, like, obviously people want to see her in whatever outfit she has on or who she brought. Like,
yes.
Yesterday she had, like, Cara Delevingne there. So, like, people want to see that. But I also think, like, it needs to stop being in the news all the time that, like, every move they make. Because before this, like, she, yes, was, like, less public with, like, most of her other boyfriends. So, like, in some ways people would say it's her fault.
But you, like, can't blame her for wanting to,
like... You can't, like... blame her. And they're also, most of the time, I don't know, she's dated a lot of famous people, but the guy she was just with, Joe Alwyn or whatever, for, you know, forever, before Maddie Healy, but we don't talk about that. she was with Joe for, like, 6 years, and they weren't, like, public, but they'd still get in the news, but, like, I don't know. I think that was partially, too, because he wasn't getting as much TV time in the U.S. as he was in, like, the U.K., because he was from the U.K. So, like...
Yeah, there's different levels.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think that they need to be on, like, NBC, CBS all the time. Like, oh, every time I look for an article for a current event, like, that is there.
Or
I don't think that. But.
Or, like, stuff that's, like, Taylor Swift comes out of party with Travis Kelce, and then some really bad picture of them. Or, like, different, like, the New Year's Eve video, the New Year's photo from that party, or the clip or whatever. Where I was like, that's their privacy. Do not record that.
Yeah, and it's, like, random people recording it, too, and sending it in a lot of times. Not even, like, TMZ or whatever. Like, taking pictures of them, but, like...
They were just having... Like, they were doing what a couple on New Year's does. Like, and that just got spread around the internet. Like, I'd be so uncomfortable having my personal life spread around like that.
And, I mean, he has said, like, he's fine with it being public because, like... He feels, like, lucky to have, you know, her, and he respects her and her fame and whatever. But, I mean, no one really wants that much attention on the media. Then it's, like, also, people are saying, is it, like, a PR stunt? I don't think it's a PR stunt. She wouldn't really do that, I don't think.
They're both people that wouldn't do that.
I think it just happened to go public because she wanted to support him, which is, like, what she does with everyone else.
And then the NFL is, like, money.
Yeah.
That's but what, like, always happens.
Yeah, with everyone else she's been with, like, she goes, like, people she's dated that do concerts and stuff, she'll go to a concert that's just supporting them. Like, I don't think that's her trying to make it publicized all the time. I think that's just part of it. But, yeah. I don't...
I mean, I think it's almost hard because they're two identities that were very large in the U.S. before they started dating. And then they started dating, and it just increased that more. I mean, I almost worry for them in terms of, like, you know, stalkers and stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, they were already bad before, probably. I mean, nobody really knows, but they were already probably extremely bad. And then now, you know, you're entering a new stage in your life with this person, and there's going to be stalkers following you into that.
Also, so many people are predicting, like, they're going to get engaged this year or whatever. Everyone that was, like, doing the 2024 predictions was like, they're going to get engaged. I don't think so. I mean, I get it. They are, like, older and they probably want to settle down. Like, they might want to have kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Eventually. But, like, I don't think they're just going to get married in a year. Also, I don't think that really matters. Like, and they've been together for, like, a little bit longer than we... realize. It was since last summer, so...
I almost worry that all of the media speculation, expectation, everything that goes along with their relationship specifically being in the limelight, and not even the parts that, like, they'd want to share about it at times, I think that puts a certain type of stress on their relationship, and they're almost more likely to break up this year if it continues like this than not.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, sure, you can say it's just for the football season. Once the football season's over, you know, they'll still be dating, but they'll go back to being, like, on the lower end of being kind of watched. No. The NFL is gonna keep propping this stuff up because they want money. It's a money grab at this point.
Well, everyone's gonna keep propping it up, like, all the journalists and stuff, because everyone's into it because they're either a fan of him or they're a fan of her.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's going to keep talking about it on his podcast, probably, because people are going to keep itching for them to talk about it.
Yeah, and they answer the different questions from their fan base, and there's going to be probably at least 2,000 a day that are going to be like, when are you and Taylor going to go on New Heights together?
Yeah.
Like, that type of thing.
When is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. But my highlight of the game yesterday, I think, was Jason Kelce just having a time. Saw a video of him doing a shot out of the Bills fans' bowling ball in the parking lot beforehand for the tailgating group of people. And then him lifting up a kid in front of the box to say hi to Taylor. He was having the time of his life. He was shirtless in Buffalo, New York.
Yeah.
That is insane.
But... yeah, I think it's cool that, like, she's meeting them. And, like, I think it's cool he talked about meeting, like, her dad and was, like, he was nice and stuff. But also, that's a lot of pressure. Like, you're at the beginning of a relationship and you're meeting everyone's parents. Like, she had been with his parents before, but this was the first time yesterday she publicly met, like, Kylie and Jason. And that's a lot of pressure for just her, like, meeting them and him meeting her parents. And then, on top of that, they're so famous that everyone's going to ask about
it. All on a public stage.
And you're going to be like, how'd it go? And you're going to obviously say, oh, yeah, it went well, knowing they're probably going to be watching that video. Like,
You don't have privacy. And that's the scary part.
But also, you're getting asked, like, he gets these asked these questions. You know, we'll do press after, like, games and stuff, and you get asked random questions or, like, whatever. Her doing press, everyone doing press. He's the one that's been publicly talking about it because she's able to, like, kind of dismiss that. And she's so famous on her own, right, that the only questions she's getting asked don't all revolve around him, though most of his questions revolve around her because she's more famous than he is, but...
Yeah, and he clearly doesn't mind it, but it's hard for him because he can't just tell, like, a reporter, no questions, please, thank you. He can't just say that because they're gonna go in whatever article they write
and say, him, like,
when questioned about his relationship with Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce reportedly said, no questions, please. Are we sure they're still together? Like, they're gonna start some conspiracy theories, and that's just gonna be bad for them.
Yeah, like, I think... he always is going to seem like he's in the wrong because it's stuff that he's probably nervous to talk about. Like, he doesn't want to talk about it. And then you're getting asked all these personal questions and you have to say it, like, on the dot and you don't have this stuff prepared. So, like, then everyone's going to be reading it on their phone, and, like, watching it on TikTok the next day and everything.
And the post-game mindset, like, it, depending on whether it's a win or a lose or, like, what you personally feel after the game. Because even when your team wins, like... sometimes Travis Kelce doesn't get, like, a ton of touchdown passes, right? So even if they win, if it was a bad game for him personally, he could say something that he does not mean. And that's, like, anybody would. Like, I've been upset after games and I've said stuff. But I think everyone has.
I think it's just nerve-wracking. Like, I don't know. Though he said, like, he's comfortable being in a relationship in this much, like, of being this much a spectacle. Which I think is cool, because, like, a lot of people she's dated are less... like, I can't handle that.
It's the dividing factor.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad that, like, for him, at least, like, he acknowledges it's there and isn't trying to get away from it, and instead is trying to, like, embrace it and get used to that being a part of his life. I like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, we should move on, probably.
Yeah. Now that we've gone over the sweet love between Travis and Taylor, it's time to explore the sour side of life with our sour candy.
So, I did end up forgetting to bring candies. That was my bad. Yeah. But we both are lovers of sour candies, so we figure we can just kind of rate a few and talk about a few. Like, the last episode, Levy and I brought up Milka and talked about Milka for a fair amount of it.
Oh my gosh, Milka.
Wow. See, everyone's a fan of Milka. So we could do the same thing with sour candies.
Okay, so sour candies. So today I tried Mama V's Candy Co. You can find it on TikTok, okay? It's like a gusher with a blue raspberry sour.
That sounds so good, actually.
Like, sugar on it, but you know, like, the sour sugar, like, different.
Like when you get, like, the sour gummy bears, they've got the sour outside.
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good. You can find it on TikTok shop, but... Claire bought those for me for my birthday. Really good. They keep selling out, though, because they're, like, going crazy right now. Though, I think about those TikTok shop brands, and they'll blow up, and then they'll probably, like, tank, and I feel bad for them. But anyway. Otherwise, sour candy connoisseur right here. Sour strips, really good. Have you ever had those?
Which ones are those? Are those the rainbow-looking ones?
No, they have multiple flavors. You probably never had them, because they're kind of, like, hard to find. But they're at, like, Target. And they have, like, blue raspberry, pink lemonade, rainbow.
They're really good. Okay, tip for your sour strips, freeze them, then bite them right after you take them out of the freezer, and they'll, like, crunch. Oh, instead of, like, a pull, they'll crunch. It's really good. I'm also a fan of trolleys. You like trolley gum?
Oh my god, those are really good.
Yes, yes.
They have the right amount of kick combined with, like, chewiness, I feel like.
Well, I don't think they have that much of a kick, but sometimes the sour candy isn't about the kick. It's just about, like, the overall...
the sensation. Flavor.
That's really good.
I think one of the things that I like, I just, like, forgot the name. It's, like, the sour ropes or whatever. They've got them in, like, blue raspberry, cherry. During winter, there's, like, Arctic Blast. They're really good. It's, like, sour straws. The sour straws. And they're covered in the sour stuff. It gets all over your hands. It's messy. But it's so good, and you just peel them apart. They're chewy, which is, like, something that I like. I don't think lemon heads are sour, but I absolutely love lemon heads.
I like lemon heads, yeah.
They're so good. They're not necessarily tart. Yeah, they're tart. They're not necessarily the best once you get to the center, but when you're on, like, that outside part, like, I think those are good. Warheads? I have always been a fan of Warheads, which is weird, but, like, some days they taste too artificial, but other days when it's been a while, it's like, yes, Warheads.
Warheads are good. They're not great. Like, I like them, but they only have, like, that shock factor. They're not something that... I like a sour candy that I am, like, sitting... I eat one, and then I'm like, no, I need more. And I feel like Warheads are not... Like, you can be content with one. That's the same with toxic waste. Yeah. It's, like, basically the same thing.
You, like, eat one, and you're like, that's it. That's it for me. I'm good. That's it. It's nice, because, like, I'm someone who, like, will obsessively eat sour candies until, like, I can't feel my tongue sometimes, which is not good.
Yeah.
But I... Okay. This is, like, my weird one, I think. So, I love the sour Haribo, however you say it.
Yeah, those are good.
I love the sour Haribo gummy bears, but my, like, key thing, they have to be stale.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, gummies are great. Gummies are all fine. But when a gummy is too chewy, but, like, too fresh of a chewy, you, like, your teeth go through it immediately. It's not satisfying. But when it's, like, stale or on the verge of being stale, it's, like, chewy. So you get to, like, work out the sourness in it. It's weird. But I don't want that if I'm having, like, the regular plain ones. But if it's the sour ones, they've got to be stale.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's my weird thing. That's weird.
Sour Skittles. They're good.
Those are so good.
Recently, I tried the Sour Skittles, like, Wild Berry, though.
Those are, like, my...
It was good. When I was in Spain, I tried all the sour candy they had there, and I tried French sour candy. They're not American. They're not the same.
I think Americans are so interesting in that, like, our chocolate brands, not necessarily the best, but our sour candies, oh, hell yeah. I will go to war to fight for our sour candies.
Yeah, and, like, Starburst and stuff like that.
My God,
Skittles,
yeah.
I'm a fan of all of it. But all they really had there was, like, Haribo, whatever. They had those in, like, variety packs of, like, sour ones, and they weren't that sour, and they just weren't good, and it was all let down.
Yeah, I think I saw in one story went into, like, sour, like, mini tennis ball candies, and they just did not look appetizing at all. I was like, this does not look good.
Yeah, but if anyone has any sour candy recommendations, let me know, because I'm always searching for new... options.
No, please, because I will actually, like, go out and look for them. I've done it before. Like, there's some stuff that, like, is so specific. Like, I ask my grandparents at different times if I know for a fact they're gonna be in the area where they can get them in New York. I ask them to buy Malomars to send them here, mm-hmm. because I've only ever seen them where I live once. So, my grandparents ship them down for birthdays and stuff, so it's always nice. We always have a little collection of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. People like the Airhead Extremes, like the rainbow.
I don't like that.
I don't like it, and it's not really sour.
I'm just not an Airheads fan. Like, a lot of people love Airheads. I just can't do it.
I like Airheads, but I don't like the extreme ones or whatever. They're not actual Airheads. They're like the sour candy.
Yeah.
But they're not really good.
Yeah. I think we've decided that a lot of sour candies are good. But
and
there
a lot are bad.
That are really bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, thank you for coming in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me, Emily.
Well, we'll see you next time.
Ooh.
Is the tea boiling or lukewarm? Find out on Candy and Tea.